what's been happening in Manly House? News and interviews don't go anywhere else. We're not a rabble, we don't gabble. We're number one for fun. We're the Bailey Babble, the Bailey Babble, the Bailey Babble, the Bailey Babble. Woohoo! Bailey Babble. And that's right, folks, you are listening to the Bailey Babble. I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. And joining me in the studio today is co-host Matt Lloyd for the first time in a long time. G'day, Matt. Welcome back to the Babble microphone.
Thank you.
Good to see you, mate. You feeling well? Mm. I'm going to keep moving right along and say a welcome return to co-host Bronny. G'day, Bron.
G'day, how are you?
Scrumptious. All the better for seeing you. It's been a while, Bron.
Yes.
How do you feel about being part of the Bailey Babble team once more?
Very, very good. And it's fun in our new location as well.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners quickly where we are?
We're at Bailey Arts in the Avoca Street Hyatt.
Number one Avoca Street Hyatt, to be precise. And we're coming to you today, listeners, out of our new exhibition space at Bailey Arts. We're going to get our guest to elaborate a bit further on Bailey Arts and its role. But before we get to that guest, we're going to catch up with Mr. McCormick. G'day, Lukey.
G'day, Matt.
How you going, mate?
Good.
Bit excited? We're back.
We're back. It's holidays, Matt.
Holidays are coming up too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is our first Bailey Babble in a while, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the Bailey Babble microphone a co-host who hasn't been part of the show for old Robbie Blumenstein.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Matt. Thank you. How are you, Matt? Good. It's Robbie talking. How are you going, Matt? Good. I'm very well, thanks, Matt. It's good to be back, and good to be back in the studio at Bailey Arts Hub.
What about this space?
It's a lovely big space, Matt, isn't it?
Oh, it's magnificent. And without further delay, Rob, we need to find out more about this beautiful space. And if you want to know about Bailey Arts, there's only one person to go to. That is the Community Arts Engagement Manager here at Bailey House, Susan Chivata. Have I got that right, Susan?
Yes, you have, Matt. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go a bit nuts for Susan! Woo! Now, Susan, I guess there's a difference between a Susan and a Suzanne, right? One's a Z and one's an S. You're a Susan.
I'm a Suzanne, so it's S-U-S-A-N-N-E. Or you can also call me Susie, S-U-S-I-E.
What about Suze? Are you happy with Suze or not so fond of that?
No, I don't mind Suze. I actually really like Suze. Yeah. No, so you're quite welcome to call me Suze.
Suze, when did you start here at Bailey House?
I started earlier this year, February, 2023. I started at Bailey House.
And it's been a bit of a whirlwind, I imagine. How have you found Bailey House thus far?
Incredible. It's, I think, probably my best job so far, I think, maybe.
Ooh.
The top of the list.
Top 12?
Maybe, yeah, top five.
Wow, well, we're going to delve into your former work history at some point, but we're going to get the ball rolling with the delightful Bronwyn Phillips.
Yep. Where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up?
Did you grow up, Suze?
I'm glad you asked that question, Bronwyn, because I actually grew up in Moorabbin. I was born at Sandringham Hospital, which is just down the road from Bailey Arts in Hyatt. And I grew up in Moorabbin, which is just down the road from Bailey Arts. So it's quite amazing that now I am working down this area.
Yeah, that's a neighbouring suburb, right? That's right next door pretty much.
Yeah, it is. It's where the Saints practice, I believe.
Yeah. Hey, what did you love to play when you were a little girl, Suze? What did you love to play?
As in sports or? Oh, okay. I wasn't very sporty, but I did play a lot of guitar. Yeah, but I wasn't so sporty. Yeah, I was more into dance, and I used to dance a lot. Dance and music and art.
Wow. You should have. If you had shared a fence with Tess Hens, you girls could have danced together. She was a big dancer as a girl, she told us.
Yeah, and I know she loves flamenco and I love flamenco. So, yes, we would have been besties.
Fantastic. Now, where do you live now, Suze? You grew up in Moorabbin. Where do you live currently?
So I'm still in the area, but I haven't always lived in the area. But now I'm just in Cheltenham, which is also just around the corner.
Wow. Wow. How does... That's you just walk? Do you walk here?
No, I don't. I should ride, but I'm not brave enough to get on the bike again yet.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a bike guy, but it's a bit hairy, that Bay Road. I don't think I'd be recommending riding your bike on Bay Road. Rob, can you get your first question? Kick your first question off, please, mate.
Do you have a big family?
Well, not really. I don't think I really have a big family. I'm Italian, but I don't have a big Italian family. There's my mum and her brothers all live here. Her sister lives in Sicily. And my dad doesn't have a big family, so it's mostly my mum's side. And I have three children.
Now, can I, just with regard to your parents, however, what about work? Did mum and dad both work?
Not now, no. But my dad used to be a fitter and turner, but in the earlier days he was a tailor in Italy. So he was a tailor in Italy, and then he came to Australia and he worked in a factory. I think it was Repco, actually, and became a fitter and turner there. And mum, she started off as a hairdresser and then she went into childcare.
Okay, so both quite flexible. So what's the most interesting thing about your family? Anything that makes your family unique?
What makes us unique? Not overly. I'd say that we're your pretty average family.
I'm going to say that I imagine your family doesn't just speak English.
No, yeah, we speak Italian, but mostly English at home. But yeah, Dad would often speak Italian to us when we were young, and my grandmother as well. She used to always speak Italian to us.
Yeah, and what about, and so do you ever get, you said there's still family in Italy?
Yes, so I have an auntie and uncle and cousins who all live in Sicily. If you're listening, hi, ciao.
Go on, send them a message in Italian, because I'm sure you could always give them a heads up and let them know it's available. Will they understand our English?
Oh, yes. No, they all speak English, so no, that's fine. But they all live in Sicily in a beautiful little seaside town called Finale, which is just on the coast of Sicily. So if you're on their balcony, you can look out and you can see the Eoli of Sicily, the Eoli Lipari and Stromboli. You can see all the little islands from their balcony, so it's a beautiful place.
Can you give them a little cheerio in your dialect? That'd be lovely to hear.
Now you're really putting me on the spot, Matt. Ciao tutti. Tanto bene. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what to say, Matt.
Don't panic. That's okay. I don't speak Italian, but I think what you said was the host, Matt, is a cross between, did I get it right, Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Something like that. Yeah, very close.
All right, moving right along.
Do you have any hobbies?
Thanks, Matt, for your question. Do I have any hobbies? Yes, I do. I still like to play music. I like to dance. Now I'm more into, I really like Pilates and I like yoga. I'm more about my well-being now as I'm getting older. And I would like more time to play music, actually, and to dance too. And also to do a little bit more art. I need to do more art. We all need to do more art.
And tell us about your music then. Did you have lessons playing? You said you play the guitar. Did you have lessons as a child? Or?
Yes, I did. And I did do a bit of classical guitar as well. But otherwise, I just really loved being in my room and playing guitar myself and coming up with my own little compositions and, yeah, things like that. So, and then I used to play with friends now and then. But, yeah, I don't play that often anymore, but it's something I need to do.
And Pilates, what's the difference between Pilates and yoga?
I think Pilates is more about the core and strengthening the core, and yoga is more about the mind and body and stretching, and it's all about the poses.
Does Pilates take place with machines?
Well, it can, but I generally do mat Pilates. Mat as in M-A-T, not M-A-double-T.
Yep, gotcha. Hey, Lukey. You're up, chupa-chup.
I was already down.
And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to try and... I'm going to try my damnedest not to trip over your feet today.
14 shoe size?
Yeah, size 14.
You
chipped
over me at question. Morning tea.
No, I'm consistent. Hey, your first question, bud.
When is your birthday?
I don't have to give the year, do I, Luke? Just my birthday, just the month. I'm a Gemini, so June, 2nd of June is my birthday. And I've got another story to tell you. I was actually born on my mother's birthday, so she had me on her birthday. How lucky is she?
Yeah, what a gift that is. That's beautiful. So you share a birthday with Mum. Yeah. Hey, are there any Italian birthday traditions?
No, other than eat lots of cake. Eat lots of cake and have fun with your family and friends.
Yeah, so your cousins in Sicily, your relatives, they wouldn't celebrate any differently than you would here in Cheltenham?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, maybe have an Italian cake. With custard, liqueur, cream.
And do you like your birthday just to slide by unannounced or?
Yes, I do. I'm very quiet about my birthday. I don't advertise my birthday. Although I just have now, so.
You have now. It was. A cat's out of the bag now. Speaking of cats, Bron.
Do you have any pets?
Ron, I'm glad you asked me. I have a beautiful cat named Ollie. He is white and ginger, and he's the only one that really listens to me in my family.
Ollie. Oh, now, hang on. Yeah, well, your family. We talked about your family earlier. We spoke about your parents. And we'll get back to Ollie the cat. So tell us about you mentioned your three children.
Yes, I have twins. And a daughter. So I've got a daughter, Alia, and twin boys, Marlo and Ruben. So I had three children, and they were all under the... Yeah, when I had them, I had three under the age of three.
Wow. So
it was quite a challenge.
Are those names again?
Alia, Ruben, and Marlo.
They're beautiful names. And their ages?
Marlo and Ruben are 16 and Alia is 19.
Okay, so I'm going to guess, so when it comes to the little Ollie the cat, whose responsibility is Ollie these days?
Often me, but I think, Marlo is pretty helpful.
Have you always been a cat person? Some people, Matt Lloyd, they're either cat people or dog people.
Well, I think I'm a mix. I would love to have a dog, but it's just looking after a dog is difficult. So I just don't have the time to look after a dog yet. But I did have a dog. I used to live in the Territory and in Central Australia, and I had a dog named Venus, and she was a camp dog. She was my first dog, but then I had to leave her behind in the centre when I left Because, yeah, she definitely belonged to the desert.
What does that mean, a camp dog?
So she grew up in Tennant Creek. And a camp dog is... So in, say, like places like Tennant Creek or Alice Springs, they had places called town camps, and that's where you would have Indigenous families would live in these town camps. But they would be actually in, say, like the town of Alice or in the town of Tennant Creek.
So the dog sort of just roamed.
Yes, so she was really shy. I think she was bullied a lot by other dogs.
Have you ever had a close encounter with a dangerous animal?
Yes. A pack of dogs. I don't know if that's a dangerous animal. A pack of dogs. Yeah, that was a bit scary. I did go trekking in Nepal and I did go looking for tigers on my trek. And the locals took me to one of the forests there. And they taught me how to climb a tree, although I don't know what would have happened if we had come across a tiger. I don't think a tree would have saved me. But unfortunately, we didn't see any animals. But
unfortunately,
yeah.
Or possibly fortunately.
Ova is my nephew.
Beg your pardon?
Ova is my nephew.
You've got an Ollie in your family.
Yeah, yes. I told you, Dad.
Well, and Suze has got a four-legged Ollie. Your nephew hasn't got four legs, has he?
No.
He doesn't piddle in the kitty litter, does he?
No.
Use the toilet, Oliver. And hello to Oliver if you're listening. Hey, Rob, you're up.
What is your favourite radio station?
My favourite radio station, I'm 3RRR. I love 3RRR. They have fantastic programs. I used to listen to Radio National a lot, but not so much now. But I loved Radio National. And I do listen to Fox FM in the mornings and driving home as well. Yeah.
So for those people that don't know, 3RRFM can be found on your FM dial, 102.7. What's your favourite program on 3RRR Community Radio?
I don't know the name of the programs, but usually on the Saturday afternoon and the weekend morning ones as well, I think when they go out to the markets.
Saturday afternoon might be Denise with Twang.
Yeah. And then there's the morning one, is the Marinara.
Yeah, they on a Sunday morning, they talk about the ocean.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. Why do you think community radio, what are the benefits of community radio as opposed to commercial radio?
Well, community radio is, it's all about grassroots and really promoting what's happening with the locals and what interests the locals. So that's what I love about community radio, and it's just really supporting local musicians and people who are just starting out.
And artists.
And artists as well, yes.
Yeah. Programs dedicated to art and science. And yep. Hey, what about podcasts? Do you listen to podcasts at all?
No, not so much. Yeah. I don't really listen to many podcasts. Sorry.
It's really disappointing. No, I'm not disappointed. No, there's sometimes there's just not enough hours in the day. Luke, we're going to head along to... Back to you, my friend. With your second question, bud. That one there. Thank you, Mr. McCormack.
Where do you go on holidays?
I'd love to have more holidays, Luke. But I really like Phillip Island. I like Phillip Island during the winter. And I love Inverloch, only because it's on this side of town. Well, for several reasons, but because it's on this side of town. It's smallish. It's not, well, it's starting to become more popular. But it's really pretty and there's lots of different types of beaches around there. Going towards Gippsland is really nice. That's probably my favourite place for holidays, I think.
Do you like a relaxing holiday or an adventurous holiday?
Well, it depends. It depends where I'm going and what I'm in the mood for. Probably relaxing holiday for summer if it's a beach holiday or something, but yeah, it depends.
Summertime, will we find you bobbing away in the waves?
Yes, hopefully, if the weather's nice. I need to have warm water. I'm one of those people who takes forever to get in the water and to dive in. But I love being in the ocean and a beach holiday, definitely, for the summer.
Yeah. Hey, listen, and if ever you want cheap accommodation, you should go to Sicily. You've got relatives there, you realise?
Yes, well, I'm planning on going next year, although I haven't told my boss yet, so don't say anything.
It's all hush-hush. It's all hush-hush. Now, Lukey, I've given you two questions back-to-back. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm rusty, Luke.
It's Monday.
It's got Monday. Well, it's been a while. We've had the big transition here to Bailey Arts, and we're going to pick Susie's brain about that extensively shortly. Can we just... You don't mind reading questions back-to-back, do you?
Oh, God.
Go for it. You got this, my friend.
Anyway. What was your... jobs have you had?
Sorry, mate. The question again?
God.
I didn't have the mic in position. Go again, mate.
Damn you.
You read it beautifully, too. Go for it.
Damn you.
The nicest thing you've said to me for a long time.
What other jobs have you had?
What other jobs have I had? I have had a variety of jobs, but mostly in the arts. I actually started my art career at the NGV, at the National Gallery of Victoria. So it was a great place to start my career in the arts, and I worked in their registration department. So I was actually the locations officer there, so I had to make sure I knew where every single item in the gallery's collection, where that was. So I had to make sure we knew exactly where it could be found. And then I went to the Territory and I spent about 14 years in the Territory, and that's where I had some really exciting jobs, so I was very lucky. And I worked with Bachelor Institute of Indigenous Tertiary Education, so I worked in the arts and art and craft department, and I would travel to different communities, and we would hold an art and craft course. So we would do maybe 2 weeks of printmaking, maybe we do 2 weeks of weaving, we did painting, drawing, we did all sorts of things. So that was an amazing job, absolutely loved that. And I also worked in a commercial art gallery, which was really interesting. That was a lot of fun because I used to work with lots of different artists and mostly famous Indigenous artists. Most recently, I guess it was Bayside Gallery. So I used to work with Bayside City Council with their gallery, and then I came here to this amazing job.
What was your stepping stone into the arts industry then, initially?
With the NGV. Yeah, so I think, well, I actually started as a casual, and then I did volunteer work. So I guess, you know, getting into the arts industry can be really competitive, but I would always recommend, if you're a young person, to do voluntary work, because that will always lead to something else. And that was, yeah, that's how I got in.
Yeah, and so what about your own art? Tell us about that. What are you dabbling yourself?
Yeah, so I did do a fine art degree, and it was mostly painting, but then I really loved collage, and then later on in life I actually did more textile work. So, but again, I haven't done a I haven't done that for quite a while. So I think as an artist, most of the artists I know who are successful are very dedicated to their practice. You need a lot of dedication. That's something that I didn't have, and I probably wasn't that talented either.
Well, and you might find as your children are getting older, they might free up some time, hey, for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, hopefully. But I'm also encouraging them in that area. So I think they're just naturally talented in that area, but also I expose them to the arts at quite an early age, so they're very comfortable with the arts.
Suze, what was your first ever paid job?
Big W. Big W, Southland. And then I moved on to Village Cinema as a candy bar chick. Yeah, that was great fun. So all my friends used to come and we used to give them free popcorn. Oh, can I say this? Village Cinema, if you're listening. So I used to give them free popcorn and we'd accidentally open the Maltesers bag and we'd make these amazing ice creams. It was a lot of fun, the candy bar.
Did your boss ever find out about this?
No, they didn't actually. I don't think they do it anymore. I don't think kids would do that anymore. But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Did those friends that you had that would drop in for the free stuff, did they drop off when you left that job?
Actually, now that you mention it, yeah, I did notice that once I left Village Cinema, they kind of stopped hanging around me.
And that was in Southland, was it?
Yep, that was Southland. That was when Village Cinema first opened.
Man, you must have spent a lot of time at Southland as a kid.
Not overly, but yeah, probably just for work. Yeah, but not now. I try and avoid the place.
Not hanging out in the food court with your mates when you're a young buck. Bronnie, question 3 for you, I believe.
What is your hope for Bailey House?
Well, not Bailey House, where we are now.
Bailey Arts.
Yeah. What's... For those people that have never been here, Suze, what's the vision for Bailey Arts?
The vision for Bailey Arts is to be a highly inclusive space for all artists, for artists of all abilities. I think to make it into a really vibrant community art space. I think there's just so much potential for this place. There's nothing like it in Bayside, so I think that's really exciting for all of us, to be involved in Bailey Arts. I know, Robbie, you've been involved in a couple of projects recently, and I think you're a really interesting artist and a great artist, so it's about really... developing those talents and finding the talents in each person that comes to Bailey Arts. That's what's really exciting.
So what will Matt, I'm going to go to your question actually, Matt.
What is making Bailey Arts special?
Sorry, that was what makes Bailey Arts special. I think we represent so many different types of people here. We're all unique in our own way. And I think a lot of people who come and visit Bailey Arts want to be part of that. That's what makes us so special.
So what will a successful Bailey Arts look like then? What will be happening in this place? And when will it be happening?
Well, we're hoping that it'll start. I think it's already starting. We had our launch day just last week. I think Bron was here for that and Rob was here. He did an amazing job, Rob. He was taking people through doing tours and explaining all the different rooms that we have, the studios and what's happening in those studios. I think once we have it really up and running and busy all the time, busy at night with art classes on the weekends, with exhibition openings, I think that's when it'll be really successful.
Yeah, right. Okay, so all hours of day and night.
Well, not all hours of night, because I don't want to be here all night. But just to have a really thriving art space in Bayside would be really exciting.
So strictly art, you're not going to hire out the spaces for other activities like yoga, choir?
Not at the moment, but there's definitely potential for that. We've got a beautiful gallery space. And we know we can have book launches, we can have all sorts of things. I think it's pretty much a blank canvas at the moment. So if anyone has any ideas, please contact me.
Great. Yep. And how would somebody contact you, Suze?
So you can get onto the Bailey Arts website, and there's a contact page, and you just need to send a message and we'll receive it and respond straight away. Or you can also call Bailey Arts as well, but all the details are on the website.
And as you told me recently, they could ask to speak to Suze Ciabatta, which sounds like...
Ciabatta, the bread.
Which is also Italian.
Yes, it is. And ciabatta means slipper. So if you have a look at the bread, the ciabatta bread, if you carve a hole into that bread, you could wear it as a slipper.
Is that right, though? Is it modelled on the same sort of shape as a slipper?
Yeah, but I do not recommend that you wear ciabattas.
No.
The bread.
No. Or if you do, give the puddles a miss, I say. Robbie.
What are you doing today?
Yeah. Well, do you have typical days in your role as Community Arts Engagement Manager, Suze?
What I love about my job as well is that every day is so different. That's what I love about this job. One day I might be... Well, just before, actually, before this interview, we met an artist, and, you know, we're talking about the possibility of having an exhibition here, of collaborating with some other artists here. Every day is different, and that's what I love. But today I'm working with the marketing officer, and we will be promoting our art classes that are coming up and workshops that are coming up. So we're going to be promoting them this week, so I'll be working with her today on that.
So do you have quite flexible days and hours that you work?
I think once we start having our art classes and workshops, yes. Yes, it will be fairly flexible. But I'm generally here every day.
You're the mainstay. Yeah, so this is... your office is here, isn't it? Yep, that much I know. Bronnie, I think this is your fourth and final question. Am I right, Bron? Are we back to you? Let me guess, that was just question... 11. That was Matt, yeah. So let's head across to you, Bron, with our 12th question.
What do you enjoy about your role here?
Thanks, Bron. That's a really good question. I think the diversity of the role, that there's just so many different things happening. And I love meeting new people. So I think I've really enjoyed meeting all of you. You guys just make this place really fantastic. I think everyone who comes to Bailey Arts is really positive and happy and willing to give anything a go. So, and you're all fun. I always have fun every day. I always tell my kids when I get home how much fun I've had during the day. And people always say how lucky I am.
That makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You've got to love your job.
Yeah. Matt.
Can people have a book a tour?
Can people book a tour? Absolutely, Matt. Yes. So you can do that from the website, again, from that contact page, and people can say if they'd like to book a tour. So they can book a tour of the studios, of the gallery. I know Rob took heaps of people on tours at the community open day. So, yes, definitely.
And once again, just contact... Your email, Sue, sorry, is... Did we mention that before?
No, we didn't. But it's S Ciabatta. Do I have to spell it out?
Go on.
S-C-I-A-V for Victor, AAA at Bailey Arts. At baileyhouse.org.au.
If people want to know more about Bailey Arts is that big a deal? Bailey Arts has its own website, correct?
Yes, it does. So Jessica Roberts, our marketing officer, has designed that and set that up. Jess has been fantastic, been on the team. She's developed our website. So it's got all our information about all the things that we're doing and lots of photos and things that are coming up as well.
Can I ask, why are you so passionate about art?
Oh, gee, Matt, I don't know. I just from a really young age, I just loved art. It's just a great way to be able to express yourself and just to look at the world differently.
In all its forms?
Oh, absolutely. Music, dance, theatre, writing, everything.
Brilliant. Well, I think we're very lucky to have someone so passionate in the role of our Community Arts Engagement Manager, Lukey. We're about to wrap this thing up.
You want to wrap you up?
Don't wrap me up. I'd be a terrible present for somebody. Look, you wouldn't need much wrapping paper, though, for me, Luke.
Why?
Here we go.
Why, Stat?
Because I'm only a little fella. And I wouldn't be worried about the sticky tape getting stuck to my hair.
You don't have any.
Oh, no. All right, bud. Let's stop giving Susie a grilling about Bailey Arts and let's wind this thing up with a bit of a lighter question, although it could be a scary question.
Do you have any fears?
I asked her this before.
Do you have any fears?
I asked her that before.
My fear is being asked that question, Luke.
Matt, it's your fault, Matt.
No, hang on, Luke, you were part of this pre-production meeting. You can't lay the...
And I think going swimming and in really deep water and something tugging at my feet is a fear. I kind of have a fear of heights. I have a fear of losing my balance and just falling. I have lots of fears. I have a fear of being electrocuted. I don't know why. I have a fear of being on stage and doing or saying something really silly. Maybe in this interview.
You haven't put a foot wrong. Hey, but that would be something you would have to do in your role. I imagine you would publicly speak, public speaking.
Yeah, occasionally I'll have to do, public speaking, which I was really scared of that as a kid, but I feel like I'm getting better at it. But I was very, very shy as a child, but you just need more practice. You need to practice these things and you get better at it.
Yeah. Most people aren't so fond of public speaking, are they, Matt? I don't think you're unique in that regard. Susie. Now, Matt, here's one. We're going to put Suze on the spot, actually. This one here. Sorry about this, Suze. Matt Lloyd.
Do you have any mouth or say?
You say that again, Matt?
Mouth or say.
Yeah, it's a tricky word, that one. Do you have a motto or a saying, Suze? Can I give you an example? Well, lately, I heard this last year. And lately, I wake up in the morning, you know what I say to myself?
What do you say, man?
It's a good day to have a good day.
That's a great saying. That's really positive.
Yeah. And my wife's got a saying that you might like to use on your children, although hopefully they're a bit more productive around the house. My wife says, and I like this one, jobs before joy.
Jobs before joy. Oh. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you've got to get the jobs done before you can get on your go out on the trampoline, or you know you've got to get your things organised for school tomorrow.
Oh.
Before you've got to get the jobs done. Do you have any mottos or sayings?
Preach what you say. practice what you say. Not really. Yeah.
That's okay. We've thrown you a bit of a curveball there.
You have. Yeah, but no, I don't really have a lot of.
Something's going to come to you later this afternoon.
Yeah, it will. And then I'll send it to you, Matt.
Go on. Yeah, retrospectively.
And let you know. Okay.
Robbie, what about you? Do you have any mottos or sayings? Rob?
I don't have any mottos or sayings.
No. No, it's something that's only sort of dawned on me in recent times, really. Yeah. Anyway. Let's wrap this.
With
your final question. And Susie, thank you so much for your time.
What would be your perfect Saturday?
My perfect Saturday. Waking up and I find myself in this beautiful place, like whether it's a scene of the beach or I'm overseas, looking in towards a beautiful vista. I get up, I've had a great sleep, and I'm going to go and do my yoga. So it's a really good start to the day. And then I'll go to the market and buy some really yummy, fresh veggies and fruit. And then I'll probably go to the beach because it's going to be a beautiful day, mm-hmm. Saturday, Rob. It's going to be really sunny. I love the sun. And go to the beach, hang out at the beach, go for a beautiful swim, and there's nothing tugging at my feet. There's no sharks in the ocean. And visit, see some friends. And then maybe that evening, go and listen to some jazz. That's my great Saturday.
And who would you be spending this Saturday with?
With good friends, good company, always good company. And maybe a nice glass of red. Just one.
Yes. Beautiful. Well, we hope every day here at Bailey House is that...
It's going to be like a Saturday.
Like a Saturday and that appealing.
We could have jazz music in here.
Yeah, true. Now, before we let you go, Suze, is there anything you want to promote at the moment, speaking of where we are right now?
Yes. Well, we have a beautiful exhibition on it at the moment by Anne Wallace, and it's called Faces and Places. So this is an exhibition, a solo exhibition.
It's too bad we didn't get Matt's picture up there.
No, Anne didn't do my portrait, Luke.
No.
She couldn't afford me.
Yeah, so Anne has actually painted portraits of some people who attend Bailey House. There's Bron is in here. Her portrait is featured and Luke's portrait is also featured. So it's a beautiful exhibition. So please come along and have a look. We're open 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock, Monday to Saturday. And we're also, our art classes and some art workshops are coming up as well. So you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram or check out our website for our art classes, which will be in oil painting, drawing. We've got some printmaking classes coming up later in October. What else have we got? Painting in acrylic, and a mindful art course as well with an artist, Noni Drew. So there's some really exciting things coming up soon.
Susie, can people just turn up unannounced and come and look at the exhibition?
Yes, during the day you can come along at reception. But yes, so yes, it's fine just to come unannounced. And I'm always happy to show people around as well.
Yep.
We just need to sign in. So if you do come in during the day between Monday and Friday, you just need to come to reception and sign in.
I guess the advantage of booking in, however, would be that you would be expecting someone to visit and you could give them
And they can have a personal tour
with
me or maybe with Bron.
Yep.
Hey, Bron, just fire before we... We're getting very close to the end here. Can I just ask, how did you feel seeing your own image created by Anne for the first time?
I'm very excited. I really love it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to wear it. Oh, there you are on the wall there. It's a crazy likeness. She's a talented woman, isn't she?
Yep.
And Luke, there you are alongside Bron on the wall. What about you, mate? How did you feel when you saw your image for the first time? How does it make you feel? Is it embarrassing or is it... I've never had a picture of me.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed.
Are you happy with the piece?
Yes. We should paint you.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't need as much paint for me because I've got no hair. She could save on costs. It is amazing. I'd encourage anyone listening to come and have a look. It's pretty amazing. She's very talented. She's a very talented woman, isn't she, Susie?
Oh, yeah, and it's very traditional style of painting. But, yeah, incredible when you see the works. So some works are in pastel, watercolour, but just the detail in the work is quite incredible. It's amazing.
And the other image is Susie?
We've got, we're actually looking at a wall of old men. So they're all bearded men, old men. But the detail, and you can see their wrinkles, everything, and the way she paints eyes is really beautiful. It's really difficult to paint eyes. But for Anne, it looks really easy.
You'd think they were photos, wouldn't you?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
My mum's buying that photo of me.
I beg your pardon, Luke?
My mum's bought that photo.
She has? I was going to pay $5,000 for that. Ah, well, I've missed my opportunity. Hey, Susie, anything else you need to add or promote before we let you go?
Oh, just one more. We've got another exhibition coming up on the 14th of October. We're having another opening event, which I know Bron loves opening events. It's a lot of fun. So please come along to that. We've got two artists, Joe Monteleone and Adrian Spur. They are both printmakers. Joe Monteleone is actually a deafblind artist. His work is incredible. When you see the detail of his work, and he'll be exhibiting with his mentor, Adrian Spur, who is also another amazing printmaker and sculptor. So we're really excited to have their work in here. And I know Luke also helped with de-installing our last exhibition, and I've told Luke he is now part of my installation team.
You're in too deep, Lukey. Susie, so this open day, tell us about this community open day event. So it'll be happening simultaneously with these, the artists you're just promoting?
Yes, so we had a community open day just recently.
And you've got another?
Last year, and then we're having another one on October the 22nd. We'll actually be part of the Bayside City Council Advantage Road Festival. So we'll be open then, which is on a Sunday. Sunday, October the 22nd, we'll have lots of kids' activities, some collaborative painting activity, and also the two artists, Joe and Adrian, will be doing a printmaking demonstration, and we've got an Auslan interpreter for that as well. So that's from 12:30 to 1:30. So lots of things happening on that day on October the 22nd.
Are we going to try and lure people in with food and drink as
well? Yeah, good question. Yes, definitely. We've got Ormond Ice Creamery coming.
Oh.
And we've also got a coffee cart will be here as well. So yes, we're all going to be here having fun. Oh, and a sausage sizzle.
What can you tell us about Advantage Road?
Advantage Road is just around the corner from Bailey Arts, which we're on Avoca Street. So Advantage Road have quite a few artists along their artist studios. So we're going to be part of that arts festival.
Yeah, gee, great to tap into that local community. Susie, thank you so much for your time. Hope it wasn't too stressful.
No, apart from the fear question.
That was yours, Matt.
No. Well, oh, God. All right. We'll talk about this later, Luke.
Yeah. but otherwise, it was very enjoyable talking about myself.
And I'm sure your kids are going to love listening back to this.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I won't be listening to it.
Hey, Susie, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for your passion and everything you've done thus far for Bailey Arts. Three cheers for Susie. Hip hop! Hip hip! Hip hip! Co-host Matt Lloyd, thanks for joining us. Bronwyn, until next time, Bron.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lukey. Thanks for being a part of it.
Thank you.
And Robbie, ciao for now.
Thanks for a great interview. Ciao, all the best.
And thanks to our loyal listeners. You have Thanks for dabbling in all our babbling. This has been the Bailey Babble.